The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Tochem Daf Yud, continuation of the previous shiur, where we spoke about the idea of a sofik bedika, the chiv bedika being a chiv al hasofik. So the Gemara is discussing over here in the bottom of Tesamid Beis, Yudam and Aleph, the levels of sveikis that can take away the state of bedika. The animal schlept chametz in, if we know that the animal schlept chametz in, so then that takes away the state of a bayis bodik, is mechuyev to check again the house. Not every situation is so poshut. We have two Gemaras by us on Tesamid Beis. Shnei tziburin, echad matzah ve'echad chomet. There's two piles of bread. One is bread, one is matzah. Echad matzah ve'echad chomet. There are two houses in front of us. One was boduk, one was not boduk. An achbar took from one pile, ran into one house. And his friend, achbar sheni, maybe his twin brother, slept from the other pile and went into house number two. The question is, which one took from which pile into which house? So it's convenient if the one that the achbar who took the chametz was kind enough to go into the house anyways that wasn't checked. Not always does the achbar have that level of thoughtfulness. So the shal is what to do. You have a sofek hashokel. It could be in this house, could be that house. The Gemara says that toilin, we have a right to be toile, that the achbar with the chometz went into the house that was not boduk. The Gemara finds a precedent from a Mishnah in Trumis, where there's two piles, achashol chum v'achashol truma, and the question is, the truma tipped over, the chulin tipped over, the truma fell into one barrel, the chulin fell into another barrel. Can we say one barrel was chulin, one barrel was truma? Can we, again, for convenience sake, say that the chulin fell into chulin, the truma fell into truma, and no harm was done? And the Mishnah says over there, toilin. The Gemara on top of Amin Aleph, on top of Yudam and Aleph, is Doicha. You can't bring a raya from there. We're talking over there. The Mishnah is talking about Truma Durabonon. Truma Bismanazah is Durabonon. Not talking about Truma, the level is of Daraisa. Chometz is Daraisa. So, the Gemara, Chometz is Daraisa. Mid Daraisa, Bibitul Baal Masagi, like the Gemara says. So, the last bunch of letters, the Gemara Dadal, the Mishnah Davbeis, the Chiyabidik is only Mid Durabonon. Mid Daraisa, Bibitul Baal Masagi. So that's one Gemara. The Gemara says that on the one hand we could be makel because it's derabonon. On the other hand, what's interesting is that we can't just be makel because sofik derabonon lekulin. That's the concept that we explained in the previous year. That be'etzem to say sofik derabonon lekulin on bedikas chametz is wrong. It's not accurate. Rabbi David explains that the whole chiv of bedikas chametz was a chiv b'makom sofik. You can't be maker because it's a sofik whether there's chametz in the house or not. And mederais yomavatul. The whole chiv is to get rid of sofik chametz. But if the house was checked and now there's only a sofik, that maybe there's something here that undoes the status of the bedika, then we could say that sofik derabon lekula. We could be toil. That's why it's a tliyah. The Gemara calls it a tliya, not stama klal of sofik derabanan lekula. That klal kishala atzmoi won't work. It has to be a separate that we have what to be toiled in. And once we have what to be toiled in, then we could be makel. There's another Gemara. The Gemara talks about, the Gemara again on Amid Beis over here in Tesamid Beis. The Gemara talks about this nine piles of matzahs and one pile of chametz. And we can't use the roiv because it's talking about kol kavuk mechtzah mechtzah. Where there is no roiv exists a kosov. And the chulda schlept, and it's not clear if he schlept chametz or he schlept matzah. The halacha is over there also that one is mechuyev to be machmir. That's not where it came from. And over there, there was no tli in front of us. There's no chulda or achbar taking into the other house. We would say, ah, the chametz went into the house. No, no, no. The only thing we have in front of us is something taken into the house. It's a shadow if it was chametz or matzah. Okay? You don't know if chametz went into the house or matzah. You have nothing to be toiling. You're mechuyev to be baidik for the chametz. Like we said, I wanted to point out that even this tliya that we do, that we say that the chametz went to that side and the matzah went to that side, and we have what to be toiled, is also not a hachrod. There's no reason to necessarily assume that the chametz went here and the matzah went there. It's again geboit. It's based on the concept of sofik derabanan lekula. For instance, in this halacha being toiled, assumed derabanan, The Shach in Yeridea, in the Halachas of Visavat and Simu Kuf Yer Aleph, points out that only where we could say Sofak Derabanan Lekula, like by Truma, by Chometz, over there we would have a right to be Mekel. L'moshel, let's say something is Muktzah. And the Shaila, there's a case, even though it doesn't come up by us, but just to bring out the point. Fruits that fall off a tree on Shabbos are Muktzah. So there's fruits that fell off a tree, and there are fruits that were sitting on the ground that were there from before Shabbos. The fruits that were there from before the Shabbos, you're allowed to eat. The fruits that fell off on Shabbos, the Chazal said that it's Muktzah, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, now there were two bushels, there were two baskets of apples sitting on the ground. Some of the apples from the ground over here fell into one basket, some fell into the other basket. It's not clear if the Muktzah ones and one of the baskets of apples was picked by a farmer on Shabbos. So based on the same concept of Tliya, L'chara we'd be able to say that the apples that were on the ground that were Muktzah fell into the basket that were Muktzah, and the ones that were Mutter on the ground fell into the basket that were on the ground. The Shach says, no. Shach in Yeridei Kuf Yud Aleph, he says, that that's called Dovah Shiyesh Lematirin, a klal in all of Bittl, is that anything you'll be able to eat tomorrow anyways, Truma, you won't be able to eat tomorrow. It's also to eat besides for a Kohen. Chometz, you have to get rid of. Or you have to check the house again. But Muktzah, so you wait for Mitzvah Shabbos, you'll eat it then. Why rely on a stratagem called Bittl when you can eat it better tonight with no halachic complications? So the halach is Dov Shesh L'Matirin, we're not matter based on Bittl. The Shach says, and that Tliya is not a hachro. It's not a, we don't have a raya, we don't have a biru, there's no reason why we're assuming A over B or B over A. But there's a clear, since we have a tzad, a clear tzad in front of us, to explain away the problem, Sadek D'Rabban L'Kulam. But it's all based on Sadek D'Rabban L'Kul, Dov Shesh L'Matirin, we don't say that. That is a klal. Now, when we open up a Rambam on this halacha in Hilchos Chometz, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, bring this halacha where there's a sofik, right? Where the achbar slept in the one house. We don't know if it came from the Chometz, we don't know if it came from the Matzah, etc. The case that we just discussed. The Ravid Afnort on the Rambam asks on the Rambam, he says, the Rambam is bringing down the halacha as a straightforward case. It's only when there's a sofik deraisa, when the person was not mevatel the chometz. It's only legabi whether you have to be mevatel again, or if he doesn't want to be mevatel, whatever the case is. But if we were talking about a chiyuv bedika, which is only a chiyuv dirabanon, over there the halacha is sofik dirabanon lekula. We just explained that lechayra, even the chiyuv bedika dirabanon, there's no straightforward klal of sofik dirabanon lekula, because the whole chiyuv of bedika is chometz. Is all presumes a subject. It's based on a subject, and the subject Chazal in this case said that you're mechuyev to check outside a subject for chometz in the house. In that case, you can't say stam subject of amukul. You have to base it on a tliya, on some type of explanation for getting rid of the problem. You can't just be mekel stam azoy. So l'chayr, that's the heads in the Rambam. The shail is what the Ravid held. What it seems is that the Ravid didn't accept this yisoid that we explained. The Ravid holds that if there's a legitimate suffix over here, the only reason why you're mechuyev to be baidik l'chometz is because the house was not baduk. So the house has a chazoka that there should, or there's reasonable chance that there's chometz. A house that was checked where there's a cheskes baduk, there's no chiv to check outside hasofik. The problem is, according to the Ravid, we have to explain, why does the Gemara have to explain that when there is a tliya, the chometz fell into here, not into there, the chometz fell from A into A, from B into B, like we said, why does the Gemara have to explain that based on tliya? Why doesn't the Gemara just say Sofik D'Rabban L'Kula? So the Rashba says over here, on this, according to this Mahalach, the Rashba says a Gevaldigi Yisoid. It's a Yisoid in all of this of the head. The Rashba says that Sofik D'Rabban L'Kula, as a rule, is only when you have a Sofik Ba'alma in front of you. But when you have a Vadai Maisa in front of you, which would Aser, the fact that you don't know exactly what the Matziv of that Maisa is, you would not be Maker. What do I mean to say? Over here, we had a Vadai Chulda going into the house. You don't know if he carried in Chometz, you don't know if he carried in Maisa. But if he carried in Chometz, or he carried in Matzah. But since there was a Chulda Vadai doing a Maisa, which would create a Isser, which would create a problem, would make the house any bodic, in that case, we don't say Sofik D'Rabban L'Kula. In which case, the lumdus behind the tliya is straightforward. We asked, l'chara tliya is not a way of being machriya. You have two possibilities. The chulda took from pile A and he took it into house A, from chametz into chametz, into a house that wasn't checked. He took from matzah, he took that into houses checked. There's no reason statistically why you assume that way, but there's a din. You have a right to explain, you have a right to be makel based on the fact you have an explanation. So the Ravid will tell you that when there's a maisa of the chulda schlepping into the house, there, even though you don't know if he schlepped in chametz or matzah, you mechuyev in bedika. When you have a tliya, you know what happens? When you have a tliya, we don't see the maisa as being necessarily taken in chametz. When a chulda schleps in, and we don't know if it's chametz or matzah, then we don't have a tliya. The chulda schlepped something into the house that you just finished. You just spent the last 2 hours being boidik, and you see a chulda, you see a rat running in with a piece of something in his mouth, you don't know if it's chametz or matzah. Looks like bread, you don't know if it's chametz, you don't know if it's matzah. Over there, you have nothing to be telling. So all you have is a suffix. You have a maisa bori, you have a reisa in front of you. That reisa takes off the ability to say suffix among the kula. But when you have a chulda schlepping into that house, and you have a chulda running, scurrying into the other house, over there, since you have a way of explaining what the maisa that went into the house that you want to know now whether you're moving to check, you have a way of explaining it because you know for sure that there was matzah schlepped into one house. That takes away the dover borer in front of us, and the middle, then we're back to our original klaus of the Aban Lekulam. It's a very nice explanation going to the Ravid. The Rambam evidently didn't hold that way. The Rambam held that be'etzem there is no klaus of the Aban Lekulam when it comes to Chomet. Even when we're only talking about a Chiv Bedika after his Mevatl, which is only Chiv the Rabbonon, like the Gemara says in Davdal, Bebitul Ba'al Mosagile, still the halacha is that you need a tliya. Why do you need a tliya? You need that tliya because there is no klaus of the Avon Lekula. But what the tliya does is, the tliya gives us a right to explain away what's here, and then, in that case, we could say stuff of the Avon Lekula. Again, let's go back to the original shadow for a second. How do we look at Bedika? It's clear that Bebitul Ba'al Masagile, do we say that the Bedika is Chazal's way of upgrading the original bittul, where it's just you by saying you mevatel the chametz? Chazal said bittul is not enough because we're afraid it's not a complete getting rid of the chametz. You mechuyev to be baidik, in which case bedika really is only the chiyuv d'oraisa being accomplished by bittul, by bedika. The upgrade instead of bittul to bedika is derabbanan, but be'etzem bedika is a function of getting rid of the chametz, which is a din deraisa. Tashbis is a din deraisa. Or we say no, bedika is completely a din derabbanan. I remember that the Rishiva, our Rebbe Reb Nosson Tzvi Zatzal, used to explain in the shiurim that this is really the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on that Bezim and Aleph. Over there, it's in the chiyuv bedika. Rashi explains that the chiyuv bedika is to be mekayem tashbisu. Tosu says over there that there's no chiyuv al tashbisu. You have bittul ba'al masagi. Says it's a nuchshash Chazal institute that we're afraid even after you got rid of tashbisu, you're going to come to eat it. The chametz is around. It's a person forgets in the middle of Pesach that he's not allowed to eat a cookie. He's not allowed to eat a piece of bread. He's going to take it. He's going to eat it. But it's not shaykh to the chiyuv deraisa of tashbisu. Rashi and Tosu is over here. And Daftes and Yud explain the sugi similarly. Rashi says that the sugi is where a person is coming to be mekayim his din tashbisu. He's being baited to be mekayim his din tashbisu, and that is all the shalos of the Gemara of Shem and Geri Chulda. Tosu says no, it's where a person was not mevatel, they'd be mechuyev to be baidik to be mekayem deraisa. Rashi holds that the chiyuv bedika is by nature the chiyuv deraisa of tashbisu. Chazal upgraded the level of what a person is mechuyev to do from the tashbisu merely by being mevatel. Chazal instituted his mechuyev to be baidik, but really what he's accomplishing with the bedika is a kiyum of his din deraisa. Mevatel is no simple klal of sofek derabanan lekula. Shiva Reb Nosson Tzvi used to say that that's mamish the machlokes Rashi and that Bezim and Aleph. That's the machlokes the Rambam. Right, he had kama kedarke b'kodesh. He had kama machlokes Rishonim that he used to explain in this vein. Legabi Svek Sveika is a similar discussion. Tosfos says that In all the cases where the shayla of the chulda schlepping in the chametz, the Gemara Daftes says is a legitimate tzad that even if the chulda brought it in, the chulda didn't bring in the bread into the house because he was playing football with it. It wasn't recreational. He brought it in because he wanted to eat it. So why don't we say that maybe the chulda ate it? So let's say this is a safik if the chulda brought in the chametz and matzah. It's one safik. Maybe he ate it, maybe not, but maybe he did eat it. That's a svek sveka. Svek sveka is always mutter. So Tosfos says, you have to say, we're talking about this, there's two possibilities, Be'oz and Daf Tes and Daf Yud. One is based on the Gemara and Daf Tes, not clear what the Maskon is, that the Chulda will always leave over a little bit, if it's Lechem, he'll always leave over a little bit, only Boso, he'll eat down to the last drop. So maybe if there's something left over, it's not a Sofik, something will be left over. Shalos, how big does that piece have to be? Is it a Kazayis that's left over? That's one possibility. The other possibility to get away from the Svek Svek, and that's why you'd be Mechuyif to be Baidik a second time, is because Bersotik, sorry, Tosfos says that we're talking about a big piece. If it's a big piece, it's not it's too big for him, it's not practical for him to finish the whole thing. Obviously, he ate part of it and he stored away the rest for a different time, so there's still going to be chametz. So there's no svek sveka. The Rambam doesn't get involved in these ukimtas. The Rambam brings the Gemara kipshuta. It would seem that the Rambam holds that there is no heter of svek sveka. What's the pshat? So here we have famous discussion. When we learn Ksubas Daf Tes, there's a famous discussion over there about Svek Sveka, when we rely on Svek Sveka, when we don't rely on Svek Sveka. And one of the issues that's discussed is Halacha, L'moshe V'Sinai, Svek Sveka is Tomei Sovik Tum B'Shus HaYochid, is Tomei even a Svek Sveka. Even though B'chol HaTer Kula by Issa V'Heter, Svek Sveka is always Muti, even though Sovik Deraz L'Chum is Svek Sveka is Mutur, but by Sovik Tum B'Shus HaYochid, why? The Rishonim explained, Tosfos explains, that the Halacha L'moshe V'Sinai, the gather of the Halacha L'moshe V'Sinai is that a Sofik Tum B'Shus HaYochid is considered a Vadai. Once the first Sofik is a Vadai, the second Sofik never kicks in. You want to make, Svek Sveka means you have one Sofik, even on the Tzad you'd have to be Machmah, but there's another Sofik, so you don't have to be Machmah. But the first Sofik is already Gepaskin, that's a Vadai, it's considered a Vadai. That's Halacha L'moshe V'Sinai. So the second Sofik is never a Svek Sveka. It's always a first Sofik, because the first Sofik already has a Hakro of Vadai Yitzir. That's a special case of Kosov by Tuma. A similar thing would be true over here. By Bedikas Chometz, you wouldn't be allowed to rely on Sofik, on Svek Sveka, because the first Sofik is not, you're not being machin because of Sofik. The Etzim Din of Chazal was to be Boidik Altsad HaSofik, like we explained. If that's true, then that's not a Sofik Chir Bedikah. That's a Vada Chir Bedikah. The second Sofik, maybe he ate it, maybe he didn't eat it, it's not a second Sofik. It's a first Sofik. Similar concept, Lamarshal, where the Svek Sveka could be Moitzi Momen. If there's two reasons why a person would be in the right, Legabe being Moitzi Momen, do we look at it as a Sofik, and we say Moitzi Mechavel V'Rai, or we negate the Sofik because the two Svekas together Blibe Svek Sveka, and we say the self Svek Sveka is Moitzi Momen? Is a discussion between Tosfos, the Shev Shmeitzer talks about Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Tes on the base, the Shmeitzer over there talks about a Tshuvas Mari Ben Lev, and the question is exactly how Svek Sveka operates. The Rajban Tshuva says that the way Svek Sveka operates is because the same way when Roiv statistics or Roiv possibilities would be Matib, in a Svek Sveka, there's also a Roiv possibilities favoring being Mekel. There's the original Sofik, let's say in our case, maybe he did bring in Chametz, maybe not. Okay, so there's a Tzad, maybe you do have to be biting, maybe you don't have to be biting. Even on the Tzad that he did Shlep HaChametz, maybe he ate it. So Roiv of the possibilities, Roiv of the scenarios that you could play out in this scene, will lend itself to a Kula. In that case, it's like a Roiv. That's the way the Rajva says in a tshuva, in which case Acharei Mishtal Tzu, that you can't be Moitzi Momen with Roiv, and Holchem Momen Achar Roiv we Paskin. So maybe you can't be Moitzi Momen even with the Svek Sveka. But there's another way of explaining Svek Sveka. The Rambam seems to explain Svek Sveka based on another famous Rambam. The Rambam holds that every Sofik Deraisa L'chumra is really only a Din Derabbanan. Mideraisa could be the term never asked. Chelim unless you know for sure it's Chelim. Never asked Basav B'Cholim unless you know for sure it's Basav B'Cholim. Masha'en came. When it's a Sofik, the Torah didn't answer it. But still, Chazal didn't want a person getting involved in kol minei things that are not on the up and up. So Chazal said, every Sofik stay away from. Sofik Derabbanan, you could be Mekel. Heim Amru v'heim Amru. But Sofik Derais is only a Din Derabbanan. He says, if the first Sofik is a Din Derabbanan, The second Safik is only a Safik Dirabonon. That's the Ram, but again, it's the Ram Lishitosi. Most Rishonim don't hold that way. They hold that Safik Dairaisa Luchumra is a Din Dairaisa. So you have the Rajba's Hezbollah, there's another Hezbollah. Svek Sveka Safik creates a reality that we're Mechuyev to contend with, that we're Mechuyev to reckon with. There's a Din that Torah was Mechayev us to be Choshesh L'Safik. If the Safik is watered down, because there's another suffix adding itself, so there's another suffix that takes away from the potency, from the chumrah of the original suffix. Seheshenishkin suffix, Rav Nachum used to say. Rav Nachum Betzavich used to be magdeh that it lessens the level of the suffix. Once it lessens the level of the suffix, that suffix is not something that the Torah told us we're mechuyev to contend with. So again, that type of hesbo would be good where there's a din of suffix that you mechuyev normally be chayishish. A smaller suffix, a shvacher suffix, you're not mechuyev to contend with. But where the Torah was misakin a din based on vaday, like we said by suffix tumah the sugin ksubis, or like we're saying over here by b'dikas chametz, where chazal were mechayev to be b'idik as a vaday, it's not a din that you're mechuyev because you don't know if you're mechayev the din b'dik. The din b'dik is to get rid of the suffix. That's the etzim din of b'dikas chametz. In that case, you would have to be machmir. So the memel of the Rambam. Lishitosoi, who holds that the etzim din of bedikas chametz is altar havadai, he holds that svek sveka would not take away from the chiyuv bedika. Toisvus lishitosoi, they hold that it's only a din derabbanan. It's only a din derabbanan. So they said get rid of the chametz, but that's only a din where we have to check the house to make sure there's no chametz. But something you'd be able to be mekel. Like we're saying, that's Toisvus in the Rambam, and lishitaseim from how we explained the Rambam the Ravid, which is based on the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and the Beis and Aleph. What is the essential nature of the Chiyuv Bedika? Whether the Chiyuv Bedika is a din sofik, the din Bedika is to be mekayim the din teshvisu, or the din Bedika is it's part of the din deraisa. We really have to go to chumrah. Doesn't have a status of a din derabbanan where you could be mekel, or we say that the din Bedika is a whole new chash. There's a new din derabbanan that we don't want chametz around because maybe you would come to eat it. In that case, could be that it's only when it's a vaday, when there's a house that's any bodik, but where you obey the kareti, you makayim the din, so really you don't have to be machmir. And over there you could say sofik derabbanan lekuvah. That seems that the Tosfos goes more with that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.